Alaskan king crab legs that can get up to 2 pounds each, and they have a spectacular seafood pasta. For reservations, call 314-822-3637, 822-3637. Download the app Open Table or on their website, surfandsirloin.com. From the 590, the Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner, hour number three, the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
If you haven't checked out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills, you are missing out. It's like a sports bar for your head. Get a precision haircut, hot leather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for just $14 on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. Lady Jane's has won double-digit men's styling awards, and our talented stylists are delivering the best haircuts in St. Louis. In Sunset Hills, on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives. Running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. There's nothing on earth like the NFL. And there's no better way to make the games even more exciting than to bet on them. No one gives you more ways to win online than MyBookie. They've got faster payouts and better lines than any other sports action and on-site. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie also offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Plus, if you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. When all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. So don't sit on the sidelines this season. Get in the game with MyBookie. If you're going to bet this football season, be smart. Bet with the best at MyBookie. And if you sign up today, MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to wager on your favorite teams. Go to MyBookie now and enter promo code RADIO to redeem this exclusive offer. That's promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
People love cocktails and mixed drinks, cosmopolitans, margaritas, old fashions, but having all the right ingredients is expensive and messy. But now you can make these at home at the push of a button using the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig, a pod-based premium cocktail machine. Just like me, you'll love the convenience, quality, and variety. Each pod has all the ingredients you need. Just choose your drink. I'm partial to the old fashioned. Insert the pod, press start, and 60 seconds later, you're enjoying a cold drink. Nothing better than coming home after a long, hard day and being only a minute from my favorite drinks. The easiest way to get this great offer on the revolutionary DrinkWorks cocktail maker, just go to drinkworks.com. That's DrinkWorks.com. Use the code TIM50 at checkout to save $50 and get free shipping. Don't wait. This amazing offer won't last, and it's only for our listeners. That's drinkworks.com and use the code TIM50 at checkout. And remember, please enjoy responsibly.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
If you haven't checked out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills, you are missing out! Get a precision haircut, hot towel treatment, and hot leather neck shave from one of our talented stylists for just $14. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just south of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. It's wicked awesome!
Belt it out, Kate. He never misses a note. He's trying to bless America, but it's becoming harder and harder with all the fighting. Thank you, Kate. Let the show begin.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up.
F-U-C-K.
Whoa.
You know what? Get rid of that. See, out of context. Yeah, you got to promise me that has to go unless you want us all to
okay,
lose our
fine.
Job.
That's the last time I will play it, but I couldn't resist.
One, with Frank on
I know. I know. I understand.
We were doing a segment on inappropriate license plates, and that was his...
Thank you, Tim. I'm serious. Thank you. I don't want people
didn't
to
they used to do that thing, F-U-C-K?
Yeah, tell her I love her.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, man, F-U-C-K, tell her I love her. Yeah, that was a good one, too. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the October 17th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. A great place to bank. We'll tell you a few reasons why. But first...
Hey!
At the control board, you know, we should have never allowed Limey to learn how to insert things with that little toy that he plays with because he uses it against us
a
lot.
Yeah, like four people clapping like stuff like that.
That's funny.
No, that's not a sound, though. That's an actual microphone in. It's called the Bill Cleveland Annex. And that is specifically for your listeners.
Okay.
That's not a sound effect. That's actual clapping.
I didn't know that.
Sorry, Bill, to break it to you. 19 years he spent in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. But now he's here, and he runs the control board. He is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Bill Cleveland is also with us, which means that his car has been parked all day. Didn't go anywhere but here. Didn't go northbound, southbound, westbound, or... Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, and tomorrow I'll be on the road to Quincy, Illinois. So I don't know if you can hear the show up there or not, but
tomorrow there's no show up there, Bill.
Well, but letting you know I'm going on the road.
Oh, so you cannot do a segment?
That's right.
Great.
Well, we're not on tomorrow.
I just said that.
Dan, Einstein? That's the whole.
You know sorry, I said anything.
Goodness.
I just.
Are we on tomorrow?
Are we on now? Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, I'm so close.
Oh man,
to having your new sponsor.
Let me say this here. I want to say hi and thank you to the director, the band director for the Lindbergh High School Strolling Strings. She called in. She heard us talking about them earlier. And listen, they're having a music trivia night tomorrow night to raise money for the Strolling Strings, and I urge you to go do that because these kids are awesome. And it's at 6 p.m. at St. Margaret Mary Alaco Church, or Alacho Church. I'm not sure what that is.
Alaquay.
Nailed it, Dan.
Alaquay. What is it?
Alaquay.
Alaquay. St. Margaret Mary Alaquay Church.
Well done, bud.
They're going to have live music, and they're going to have some live music for the trivia. But if you want to go, you can get a table, LHSStrollingTrivia.com.
They were all excited till you just butchered their whole
name. Well, I butchered the church name. It's St. Margaret Mary Alaquay.
They wanted to have Bill Cleveland host the trivia, but they kind of got upset when he asked him for his $5 appearance fee.
And he's going to be
Bill's
in Quincy.
Bill's my friend. That's why I didn't laugh at that.
You did laugh at that. You're a liar.
No, I didn't. No, I had my nose was itching, and that's how that's how I react. Oh, it looks like a smile, but it's really not. It's like an internal nose scratch or something.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Well, I'd like to introduce to, I think many would agree, is the meanest man in the room.
Oh, yes.
He worked at Denny's, Wendy's, KFC, sold knives door-to-door, sold beer at Busch Stadium, was a DJ at a roller rink, investigative reporter for a crime magazine. But what does he do now? It's like, what have you done for me lately? Well, he's the head of research for this very show, the large morning show in the afternoon. He is in charge, and only he, of resetting the digital clock. Let's check that time. 5:19:46, 47, 5:19:48, 49, 5:19:50. And now let's look at the U.S. Naval Observatory clock. Yes, in sync. And in 4 seconds, it'll be 5:20. In 2:01, it's 5:20. Exactly. And we know, thanks to this guy, who is also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and one other thing. Yes. He is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
I had somebody email me and said, if you would have just given away a free beer with every knife or a free knife with every beer, I'd still be doing that to this day.
Probably right.
I think
you know what? I don't know how that would have gone over, though, at Busch Stadium. How much that, sir? You want a beer? Here, have a knife.
Yeah.
That might not have gone
right.
over well.
You're right.
Sad, your sponsor.
I'd like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, located off the interstate at 270 and Washington Elizabeth. They'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot. They still have 2019 models on the lot, and they are trying to give them away. $6,000 off the sticker price of every 2019 Chevy Cruze. $18,000 off sticker price of every 2019 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT truck. That's unbelievable.
That's a good deal.
Give them a call. 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24/7 at Landoff.com. And if you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know your AM and the PM at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
It is so important. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rad Boy, I had what I thought was a really good idea back in the 60s, 70s, somewhere in there, when this very popular TV show was on, The Munsters. And my idea was you sell something called Herman Munster.
I think cheese. You know
the Herman Munster cheese instead of just mustard cheese. But the creators of the show turned me down. They didn't think it was a very good idea. I still think it's a good idea, even though I don't know what Munster cheese really is or what
awesome.
It tastes like.
It's a white cheese.
That's right, Red Boy.
Is it? It's good.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. I put it on sandwiches to this day. It's awesome.
I kind of like, for some reason, most white cheese more than most yellow cheese.
Cheese.
I don't know. That's right, Red Boy. I don't know what that means.
Because you're racist.
Yep.
Wow.
What, wow. I guess what, Asians?
Wow. Racist on cheese.
Wow.
Then again, I don't think I've ever seen black cheese, so I don't think he can be called racist.
You know that somewhere, there is a black cheese. There has to be.
I'll look it up.
I'll bet, look that up, because I'll bet somebody makes a black cheese.
Is it too late for me to leave the show?
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Sneak out the
door. The doors are electronically locked and sealed, and they're opened electronically at exactly 6 o'clock. No, you cannot go anywhere. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. You know, there's a black rose. There is.
Yes.
There's a,
no, there
a
isn't.
Black rose, and yeah, I forgot.
There no, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean, no, there isn't?
Awkward.
Because there's no such thing as a black rose. There's an extremely deep, dark blue rose, and there is also a rose that you can soak in ink that will absorb the petals, but there is no such thing as a black rose.
I've researched both these issues in the last 30 seconds. There is a black cheddar cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, knew it.
Black roses are fictional.
Thank you. I'm smart.
I hate it when he's right.
Wow.
I love it.
I hate it when you're right.
And he kept saying, no, there isn't.
Well, it was obvious that he knew. I mean, he jumped in. It was pretty obvious he knew what he was talking about. Mm. And savor that, everybody, because Limey's only right like once every 5 years or so. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I think I've told you everything I know to tell you about First Community Credit Union, from the fact that the popcorn is good to the fact that the rates are competitive. There are over 40 locations, several of them are in Walmart stores. And, of course, there you have an opportunity to do your banking if you want on a Sunday. The other thing that is, I guess, important to know, although it's not that big a deal, is that a credit union and a bank are so close to being the same thing. So what is the difference? The difference is a credit union is not for profit. A credit union is not owned by a family or a couple of rich guys or a group of rich people. It's owned by us, the members. The members of the credit union actually own the credit union, not in the way that you can sell it. I can't sell my shares, and you can't either. But what it means is, at the end of the year, the profits go right back into the credit union. That is one of the reasons they're so secure and so stable. And the other is that every day, people are leaving their banks and moving their banking business to First Community Credit Union. I did it years ago, and I'm glad I did, and I hope you'll consider doing it too. And the other thing, since it's Thursday, is to remind you that Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, a very entertaining show, a very, I don't know, lucrative is a bit much to use that word, but profitable show, I guess you could say, for some people who are selling things, is the yard sale. It's fun to listen to. If you're not a buyer or a seller, it becomes appointment radio. There are people that get up, put on a pot of coffee, and just enjoy the yard sale every Saturday morning. The yard sale, not another yard sale. The same one that before we moved here was brought to you by First Community Credit Union, and they're still with us because they want to sponsor the one that is the real deal. Again, right here on 590 The Fan, not to be confused with another station, 7 to 9 o'clock, one sponsor, one great sponsor, First Community Credit Union. You can help us thank them for all they do for us simply by doing your banking there, by just go in at least check it out. Say, tell them thanks. Say, man with the PM, thanks for the yard sale. And you can start small if you want. Start with your car loan. Pretty good chance you'll have a smaller, you know, lower car payment because their rates are great. And oftentimes they beat the other places, including maybe where you're making your car payments now. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
He's Wichita, here today. Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, thanks to Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the United States. Preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. And you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Turn on that Annex microphone to the Bill Cleveland Annex and let's hear it for Bill Cleveland. I don't believe any one of those people has ever been a no-show. Ever. Nobody fails to show.
Always ready.
Boy, they're loyal.
I've never seen that annex. Is there like a plaque with my name on it?
No, it's just a tiny, you know what an little outhouse building looks like?
Oh, it's an outhouse.
Well,
it's still kind of crowded for an outhouse.
It's tiny.
It's in the back by the dumpster.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but it's all yours.
Yeah.
It's all mine. Yeah.
Where are we going today? We're not going to Quincy because that's tomorrow.
No, I'll talk about that on Monday. So I brought in some TV trivia today.
Oh, I love trivia. Nice.
Is Scott here?
No, he's not.
Thank goodness.
Made sure he left. Good. So I have two categories. So what?
He's turning around right now on the road. He didn't know we're going to do trivia. he's just burning rubber.
So I have two categories.
Around.
You can we'll pick from which one you want to start with. I have TV careers or animated.
Animated.
Ooh.
Animated.
I like
TV
animated.
All right, I'll let you pick.
Anybody's
all right,
name.
Animated.
Hold on. I didn't get to vote yet.
That's
wait
all right.
A
first one, speak up.
Tim, I animated or TV?
Careers.
I say careers.
Okay, we're going to go with animated. So,
thanks, Bill. Why are we so disrespectful?
I don't know. Let me look in the outhouse and outhouse and think about it.
I don't know anything about it.
Okay. Here well, that's all right. You get your shot. We'll do both.
Right.
Question number one. Ranger Smith was always on patrol in this cartoon series.
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Yogi Bear.
That is correct. Yogi
I was
gonna Bear.
Get that. Damn you.
Good job. What fictional city do the Flintstones live in?
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Bedrock.
Bedrock.
That's right.
Settle down, Scott.
All right. Who was the original voice of Bugs Bunny?
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mel Blanc.
That is correct.
Not bad. 2-1 to nothing to nothing.
He loves doing that.
On Family Guy, what color shirt does Lois wear?
Limey.
Yes.
Teal or blue?
No.
It's green. Damn it.
Brilliant.
Tim.
Yes, Tim?
Green.
That is correct. It is green.
Oh, you just threw out the answer.
It's 2-1 to 1-0.
Nice.
Are you including... Oh, no, there's four.
Terrible.
Okay. Let's see. What type of breed of dog is Scooby Doo?
Limey. Oh.
Yes.
Great Dane.
He is a Great Dane.
Oh!
Yes. Scooby Doo. I've lost track of the score already. Yes. I think it's 2-2 to 1-0.
Okay. What animated series features a family that lives in the made up suburb of Langley Falls, Virginia?
Langley Falls, Virginia.
Limey.
Yes.
American Dad.
That is correct.
Oh!
3-2, 2-1, and he takes the lead.
Okay. That's a Seth MacFarlane, isn't it?
I think so. I think it's on after or before Family Guy.
Yeah.
What is the name of George Jetson's boss?
Dan.
Yes.
Mr. Spacely.
Mr. Spacely.
Oh, boy. Now it's getting interesting. 3-3, 1-0
Okay. What cartoon series was created after an NBC executive saw his daughter playing with a certain plush doll? It ran for 9
Limey.
Seasons. Yes?
My Little Pony.
Nope.
Ah.
Oh, man.
You guys all know this.
Oh.
Plush can I have another
doll.
One?
Nope.
No.
Anybody else?
Oh, Dan.
Yes.
Dora the Explorer.
Nope.
Frank.
Yes.
Tweety Bird.
No. Tim, it's up to you.
Tim.
I know this one now.
Stormy Daniels Show.
Can I have another guess?
Okay.
Is it Cabot?
No, it's the Smurfs.
The Smurfs.
Yeah, 9
Still
seasons?
3-2, 1-0
What is the name of the inspector in the classic cartoon The Pink Panther?
Frank.
Yes?
Inspector Gadget?
Tim.
Oh, no. Yes, Tim.
Inspector Clouseau.
Right.
It's interesting. 3-3, 1-0
Who's got nothing?
I got nothing.
You got one right.
You got one right, Frank. Yeah.
And I got two right.
Yeah, okay. Frank got Mel Blanc, right?
Three to two to one to one.
Okay. Mike? Oh, crap. I gave the answer away.
Limey.
Frank, Mike.
Is it on?
Mike Judge?
Yeah. He didn't finish answering the question.
Mike Judge. Sorry.
All right. Can't use that. Sorry. All right. So now we're on to TV careers. Here we go. Doug Heffernan works for what shipping company?
I don't even know who that is.
Doug Heffernan.
Whoa. This is a very popular sitcom. It was on, boy, I bet it was on at least eight years.
Wow.
No idea.
Frank.
Yes, Frank?
King of the Hill.
No, but you're in the ballpark.
My God, I thought sure that was it.
Dan. All right, we give up. Dan?
Umping to please.
No, the answer is King of Queens.
King of Queens.
IPS was the name of the company. King of Queens.
Yeah, IPS, right.
Murphy Brown was a...
Hold on a minute. I thought it was animation.
No, we switched.
He said we're switching over.
He really got careers. Listen to this show.
He's a switch hitter.
Okay. Yeah.
Murphy Brown was a news anchor for what news program?
Oh.
What's the name of that news program she hosted?
Oh, go F yourself, San Diego.
No, that was Anchorman.
That's a great movie, by the way.
I love that line.
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
The Today Show.
No.
Oh, good grief.
No. Oh, not good with this category.
No.
So far. Everybody give up?
Yeah.
I think it was called FYI.
I never watched
it. Oh, it's close. Yeah, no F-U San Diego.
I never watched Murphy Brown.
Okay.
Had the F part right.
This actress played an interior designer named Grace Adler.
Whoa. That
sounds familiar.
Limey.
Yes.
Will and Grace.
This actress
played...
Frank.
Name.
Yes, Frank.
Frank. Designing Women.
What? No.
Not what? A TV show. Was
I'm not sure
great.
Which you use the bigger idiot. He's looking for an actress, and both of you named shows.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I have
Wait
no
a
idea
minute.
What her name
no,
is.
I didn't.
You
I
did, too. You
oh,
said designing
yeah, I did.
Women.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Designing women.
God, I'm stupid.
Anybody else? Going once? Going twice?
I have no idea.
Okay, you had the show right, Will and Grace.
Right.
The actress is Deborah Messing.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Oh, I like her.
It's a horrible name, Messing.
Deborah Messing, yeah.
You should change that.
You're not going to get this one either. On the show How I Met Your Mother, what character is an architect?
No idea.
Oh,
I never watched it.
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Bob Johnson.
No. Okay, nobody's going to get it, correct?
Yeah. Is it Neil Patrick Harris?
No, it wasn't.
It's only one character I know from
that. Ted. Maybe he was Ted. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
No idea who that is.
All right. The Honeymooners' Ralph Cramden does what for a living?
Frank.
Damn.
Yes, Frank got it.
Bus driver.
He is a bus driver. I love that show.
3-2
To the moon.
No, you don't remember the one. You have no idea.
3-3 to 2-1
On the show, Who's the Boss? I don't remember Who's the Boss. Tony Danza plays a single dad and former baseball player. What position did Tony play?
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Pitcher?
Nope.
Oh.
I know that Tony Danza was in an Elton John song.
Frank.
No, that's Tiny
Frank.
Dancer.
Frank.
Ah.
Frank.
Yes, Frank.
Catcher?
Nope.
Tim.
Yeah.
Infield.
Close enough. Second base.
Nice.
Oh, I was just going to say second base.
There we go. Because you've never been there.
No, you weren't. You always
no, I was.
This.
All right,
no,
we got three.
What, Tony and Danny have no arms and no legs?
Yes.
We've got three left. George Costanza gave the unemployment office Jerry's phone number and told them he was close to a job with what fake company?
Dan.
Yes.
Vandalay Industries.
That is correct. Vandalay Industries.
I am this a Seinfeld not, fanatic.
I,
yeah.
I you think it's Seinfeld, three to you know. Three to three to two.
Mm. I'm not three feeling way, optimistic about these last two, but we'll give them a shot.
Three-way tie.
Melissa McCarthy plays Molly on the sitcom Mike and Molly. What did her character do for a living?
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Eat.
No, he was not a professional
I know what
eater.
The husband did.
Oh.
Ready? Don't husband like was him, a Molly. Cop.
Yep. Anybody? Okay. She was a school teacher.
Oh. No, didn't
I'll say
get
school
that
teacher.
That nice job. Let's see. Okay. And so the last one, Phil Dunphy, the cool dad on Modern Family, does mm-hmm. what for a living?
Limey.
Yes.
He's a realtor.
He is a real estate agent. That is correct.
And that breaks the tie. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Limestone Phillips is the winner.
Good job.
I love that
Thank
show.
You. Thank you.
This is the I never episode. Saw that show, not one episode.
Really? It's no, it's
good.
Funny.
It is really
it's
good.
It's pretty funny.
Okay. All right. Good job. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road, sort of, and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the country, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues, and you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com.
Hey, wait. Did you play Bill?
No, he did
he
not.
He didn't
today.
Play that.
I didn't. I actually forgot to do it today.
Oh, my
wow.
goodness.
Wow, I suck at this job.
You were...
at least you admit it.
Bill.
There we go.
Remember when Abuse Boy never missed things like that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't even start.
So I get an email from a guy named Andrew, and he says, he thanked us for playing God Bless America before the start of the show. He said, I thank you for playing it every day. And he said, this is kind of interesting. It was written during World War One, and then he includes a link. I'll see if you guys can get this. In 2003, remember the show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
There was a contestant named Armand Kashigan, and apparently he was ready to get a chance at $1 million. But I don't remember how the show worked, but I think you can take a question
yeah,
or
you
just
had,
stop.
I remember
and
if you want
you
a quick
could
explanation.
Ask the audience, you had a 50-50, phone a friend. What was the fourth one?
Well, but to get up to $1 million, you had to answer, I believe, 20 questions in a row.
Yeah, right,
and you could
right.
cut it off any time and say, I want to cash out now.
And well, he did. He cashed out because of this question. And it was a multiple choice question. And here's the question. The song, God Bless America, and I did not know this, was originally written for what 1918 musical? Here are your choices. Mm. Oh, Lady, Lady, Yip, Yip, Yip Hank, Blossom Time, or Watch Your Step. First of all, I've never heard of any of them.
No.
So here they are again. Oh, Lady, Lady, Yip, Yip, Yip Hank, Blossom Time, or Watch Your Step.
Yip, Yip, Yip
I'm gonna
Hank.
Go Yip, Yip, Yip
I'm going to go with Watch Your
I'll
Step.
I'll say Blossom Time.
I'm going to go Blossom Time.
Limey, what'd you say?
Yip, 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 Hank.
Well, you're a two-time winner. That is correct. Yip, yip, yip,
wow.
Hank. Right. He wins again.
$1 million.
You should go to the casino tonight. That's the answer. Now, I never heard of it.
Really?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
And I saw where I saw some guy America. Win $1 million, and on the last question, he said, I want to use a phone a friend. And they go, who are you going to call? He called his dad, and his dad answers the phone, and it was Regis when Regis was doing it, and the guy goes, Dad? And he goes, yeah. He goes, I just wanted to let you know I'm about to win $1 million. Because he knew the answer.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
It is. So I'm not happy with the Mattel people, you know, the toy company, mm-hmm. because, like so many others, they've now caved in and we are going to have a gender-neutral Barbie.
They've always been general-neutral.
No. I know what you're talking about.
They don't
about.
Have any body parts.
Yeah, but Barbie was always a girl. Barbie was in a Jeep or in a Corvette. She had a boyfriend. Now they're going to have a Barbie that's not a girl. It's not a boy. It's just Barbie. Please. Really? This is ridiculous.
Is she going to have boobs?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know.
I guess you could be for Christmas.
Barbie get boobs.
Who's that? The girl who plays for the United States soccer team, Rapinoe, whatever her name is. I'm looking at a picture of this gender-neutral Barbie, and it looks exactly like her.
Maybe she's gender-neutral. I can't even say that's so ridiculous. So this wedding is coming up. I actually leave a week from today. To head to Las Vegas.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. No, that's okay. I don't blame you. Because my daughter gets married a week from Saturday, and so my wife wanted, because, you know, this is really as much for moms as it is for daughters. You people who've never had a daughter getting married, you'll see. Mom plays a big part in this, and she wanted an Oscar de la Renta gown. I said, no, we can't afford that. So I got her an Emmy de la Renta gown.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Thank you.
My. Oh, I see you. What you did there.
Wow. Thank you.
That took me a second.
Well, that's because it was so sophisticated. Thank you, Tim. I read an article this morning on Forrest Whitaker. I like Forrest Whitaker. I like him in pretty much everything I've ever seen him in, and he's got that eye, that weird eye. Right. Does anybody know, and I do because I'm practically an ophthalmologist, do you know what that's called? What's wrong with his eye?
Lazy eye?
No,
well,
isn't it?
They're two different. Tim is sort of partially right. There are two different kinds of lazy eye. The one where the eye kind of wanders and doesn't look the same. But there's also lazy eye reference to the lid. And he has the lid AZI, which is called ptosis.
Yeah, you said AZI.
Yeah, you said lid AZI.
Mm.
I think he meant because, like, you know, the L was in the lid part, so.
Mm. Well, thank you. Thank you, Lyman. It's exactly what I meant.
I got you.
The condition is called ptosis, but like pneumonia, it starts with a P. It's P-T-O-S-I-S, ptosis, and that's when your lid droops down, and if you look up, it obstructs your vision. It's just a drooping, lazy lid. So there you go. Something else you've learned from this highly educational show.
I like his brother, Park Whitaker.
Hell has happened here.
Same thing that happens every day.
Did you ever hear the Richard Pryor skit with Cockeye Jr.?
No, I don't think we're going to hear it now. let's see. What else? There was a story a couple of days ago, you know, this business on Manchester and the massage parlors and whatever. And so in the article it says
what was the name of that place?
Dr. John's.
Dr. John's been around for a long time.
I thought that was an adult store.
Well, it is.
Yeah. They got you know, adult toys and all that. But then they mentioned Massage Lux, Massage Envy, Jasmine Day Spa, and these are legitimate places with real massage. But then later in the article, check this out. It says that they actually get into pricing, and it says a 60-minute foot massage is $40. Now, who wants that job of rubbing feet for an hour for 40? And you don't get the whole $40. You know right. That the house takes part. But then it says a 90-minute forehand massage performed by two massage therapists. Four hands. Yeah.
Wow.
Is $160. So I want the foreskin massage. That's the one I want.
Oh.
Not the forehand. See what I did there? Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Let's get the ladies in. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
$50.
Thank you, Limey.
5 minutes.
Limey, you know you both will go out and tell that joke tonight. You know you will. So there's a flea. A lot of people don't know this, but in colder weather, a lot of fleas. You know, we asked Dr. Doug, where do the fleas go? Well, I did some research, and they go down to Miami. They get down there, and they hitch rides down there, anything they can jump on, and they like to get out of the cold. So there's a flea kicking back, lying on the beach, and there's a little tiny flea lounger down on the beach in Miami. And another flea walks up beside him, puts down his little bitty flea towel. Achoo! He's obviously got a really bad cold. And the first flea says, hey, man, it sounds like a nasty cold you got there. He goes, yeah, achoo. I came from St. Louis and started getting nasty and cold in St. Louis. And I thought I would hitch a ride. I jumped on this guy's mustache, and turns out he's a biker. So, you know, I'm having to freeze to death through the colder states till we get down here. And even after we got into the warm weather, riding that guy's mustache on that motorcycle, I can't get the, I'm still chilled to the bone. I don't know if I'll ever warm up. And the other flea says, oh man, that's not the way to get down here. That's not how you get down here. He goes, you know, and they start talking. They kind of hit it off and they become friends. And, they get ready to leave, and the one flea says, hey, why don't we meet back here next year, right here on the beach in Miami? And the second flea says, well, yeah, he says, that's a good idea. He goes, hey, pal, let me give you some advice. Next year, you know, how'd you say he got down here on a mustache of a guy who's a biker? He goes, yeah, that wind was brutal. He goes, no. Look, next year, what's that airport in St. Louis, Lambert? Is that it? He goes, yeah. He says, look, hang out at Lambert. You can get in there, jump on a support dog or something, hang around there, and kind of pay attention to the flights headed to Miami. Pick yourself out a flight attendant, good-looking flight attendant, and make sure you know what flight she's on. And then you go back, and when they always go to the restroom at some point, when she goes to the restroom, jump in a private area. It's nice and warm. And you travel down here to Miami in that flight attendant's private area. I'm telling you, it's warm. You're not going to get a cold. And the other flea goes, you know what? That's what I'm going to do next year. I'll see you here, same date. How about noon? He goes, you got it, noon, right here on the beach. So a year later, the first flea is already there. He's got his little flea towel out. He's kicking back. And he hears, hey, you! He looks up, it's his buddy from last year. He says, hey, man, you made it. He goes, yeah, I made it. He says, I can't believe it. You got a cold again. He goes, yeah. He says, didn't you do what I told you? Didn't you take my advice? He goes, actually, he says, I did. I went to Lambert and I watched the flight attendants and I picked out this cute woman. And when she went in the bathroom, I hopped on in there and I jumped right in a private area. And then she got herself a hotel room. And the next morning, next thing I know, I'm on this biker's mustache. Oh.
Check traffic with Tory Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Stand Up to Cancer. Eastbound 270 at Missouri Bottom, an accident blocking the right lane. Your bumper-to-bumper westbound 64 Compton, 2 Kings Highway, where that left lane's closed. Just wrapped up an accident westbound 64 past Hampton. Quickly cleared an accident westbound 44 on the ramp to southbound 270. You have accidents southbound 141 before Carmen and southbound 141 before 13th. And a new accident reported southbound 55 near Route Z. Stand Up to Cancer is a groundbreaking initiative created to accelerate innovative cancer research that will give new therapies to patients quickly and save lives. Visit standuptocancer.org. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
People love cocktails and mixed drinks, cosmopolitans, margaritas, old fashions, but having all the right ingredients is expensive and messy. But now you can make these at home at the push of a button using the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig, a pod-based premium cocktail machine. Just like me, you'll love the convenience, quality, and variety. Each pod has all the ingredients you need. Just choose your drink. I'm partial to the old-fashioned. Insert the pod, press start, and 60 seconds later, you're enjoying a cold drink. Nothing better than coming home after a long, hard day and being only a minute from my favorite drinks. The easiest way to get this great offer on the revolutionary DrinkWorks cocktail maker, just go to drinkworks.com. That's DrinkWorks.com. Use the code TIM50 at checkout to save $50 and get free shipping. Don't wait. This amazing offer won't last, and it's only for our listeners. That's drinkworks.com and use the code TIM50 at checkout. And remember, please enjoy responsibly.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code. Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour.
It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
All right, let's go to Dallas. Mike Evans is there. Chesterfield Valley, you know where that is? Of course you do. Go down there, and east of all the other stuff, you're going to find Any Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are closed only on Monday. Only Monday. Reservations? Yes. You need them for dinner at Any Guns, and I think, be smart, make them for lunch. Gift cards. They sell thousands, not an exaggeration, thousands of gift cards every year to Any Guns and the Smokehouse Market. East of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, a couple. Look, if you go to dinner or lunch at Any Guns, please go next door to the Smokehouse Market. You've never been in a place quite like it. Any Guns and the Smokehouse. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. That almost sounds like a milkshake.
Mm. Nice. Sure. Had a little swig there, homie.
Sound like a big swig.
It was. So these are the four award-winning actors who Musicians Union number 47 in Los Angeles in Hollywood rank as the four best musicians, but they're actors actually. But what actor do they rank as the best musician? Billy Bob Thornton? Mandy Moore?
Is she a drink? I don't know who that is.
Very.
So, yeah. Yeah? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That means then let me Google.
Will Smith or Kevin Bacon? Answer in a minute. Movie review. Here we go. It's not Gone with the Wind or Casablanca or Godfather, but love me some Zombieland Double Tap. Opening up tomorrow, after 10 years, the most dysfunctional family on film is back. Off the wall, over the top, crazy, unpredictable, the zombies are back. It's like 99-minute acid trip with popcorn, starring Emma Stone. Woody Harrelson and Jesse Eisenberg. I mean, you gotta love a film that just throws caution to the wind and flat-ass just goes for it. Anything goes. Rated R, 99 minutes, 3 stars. Very bizarre, but made me laugh out loud.
What's the name again?
Next, it's called Zombieland Double Tap.
Okay.
Next is Lighthouse, which is in limited release, but if you can find it, you need to go see it. What a great movie, filmmaking at its best, starring Robert Pattinson and William Dafoe. This proves that you don't need computer-generated special effects to make fabulous films. In fact, this movie's actually in black and white. A dark comedy that is also a bit terrifying. You'll talk about it hours after you leave the theater. Lighthouse, set in 1890, 110 minutes, 3 stars.
Right.
Now we come to Maleficent.
Yeah.
Maleficent.
There you go.
Say it again.
Maleficent.
There you go.
Maleficent.
Yep.
Yeah, you got
weird
it.
Weird name.
You got it.
Mistress of Evil. First things first, it's rated PG. The kids are going to love it, despite it not being a good movie. In fact, it's another stiff for Disney and Angelina Jolie. Yeah. Confusing, uneven pace. It's just weak. On the positive side, little Elle Fanning and... Sam Riley and Michelle Pfeiffer are all solid, and the costumes are 4 stars. But all in all, here's the deal. Take the kids, let them enjoy it, and parents, when you take the kids, you grab a 2-hour nap. For kids, worth seeing 3 stars. For adults, 1.5 stars.
I like the way you worked in the words stiff for Angelina Jolie. That was pretty clever.
You like that?
Yeah.
I like your joke today, by the way, too, by the way.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's really good. TV ratings, after slipping a couple of weeks, the NFL ratings are back up. Just in case you missed it, Snoop Dogg Dogg has hired a buddy of his. His full-time job is just to roll joints for Snoop and his crew. Dogg says that he's the best joint roller he's ever met. He pays him $57,000 a year just to roll his joint.
Wow.
What do you think?
Nice work if you can get it.
Right?
I guess. What are you doing April 24th, 27th? Great weather in Palm Springs.
Not going to the Stagecoach or Coachella or any of that stuff.
This year, Carrie Underwood. Eric Church and I hear Kenny Chesney are all going to appear. It should be pretty good. Broadway news, Mrs. Doubtfire is going to be a Broadway play.
You told
Robin
us that.
Robin Kluwer will play Robin Williams' role.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets are on sale now and doing great for the updated Tina Turner musical on Broadway as well, which I think is pretty good. How about a New York Post headliner? Do I have time?
You have time. You have a minute and 20 seconds. Minute 10.
After being reported missing 2 weeks, a man was found dead in the New York sewer system.
You told us this yesterday.
Yeah. I liked it so much I kept it. Well, then in that case, I'm going to say, and finally.
Okay.
A hole of a way to die.
Mm.
It's a hole of a way to die. I would have liked it. So who is the award-winning actor that is the best musician? Billy Bob Thornton, Mandy Moore, Will Smith, or Kevin Bacon?
I'm going to go with Billy Bob Thornton.
I'm going to go Kevin Bacon.
Will Smith.
I'm going to do Mandy Moore.
I don't want you talking like that because I make you look bad. I do much better than you. You know I do.
Be quiet and give us the answer.
I give the answer. Just be quiet. Have my taters and muster.
Number 4
is Mandy Moore. Number 3, Kevin Bacon. Number 2, Billy Bob Thornton. Number 1, Will Smith.
Chicken dinner.
2 seconds. Wow. 2 seconds. All right. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right,
bye, y'all. Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Jim Hayes. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser. The following is a presentation of the National Football League and the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network. It began a half century ago with the birth of Lamar Hunt's AFL and its founding Texans. It was an introduction that would rewrite professional football. An epic 60 years in the making. One of legends carved in the stone of true courage. Within these storied pages are woven the very essence of Chiefs football. And for fans who bleed red, white, and gold, these moments will forever define the heroes that hold their hope.